A little more neuroscience news. Listen up, restoring hearing. Repetitively listening to loud music, getting old, and even certain drugs can cause the hair cells in your inner ear to stop working, which can result in irreversible hearing problems. But Edge and colleagues at the Harvard Medical School have used a drug to trick existing cells in the ear to follow a different path and become new hair cells, resulting in the partial recovery of hearing. This study, published in Neuron, was done in mice, but may pave the way for a new treatment for hearing problems in humans. Next, are brown-eyed people more trustworthy than those with blue eyes? Kleisner and colleagues from Charles University, Czech Republic, wanted to know what makes for a most trustworthy face. So, the researchers presented 250 volunteers with 80 photos of different men and women, asking them to rate trustworthiness. Results were analysed and the brown eyes have it. Both men and women with brown eyes were perceived as more trustworthy than those with blue. They followed the study up with a bit of photoshopping, altering the eye colour, and found that it was not the eye colour per se that affected trustworthiness, but more the eye shape and features associated with brown eyes. And that study was published in PLOS One. Next, scorpion's venom paves the way for better brain tumour treatment. A compound inspired by scorpion venom could help neurosurgeons to identify cancerous brain tissue from the healthy stuff. Traditionally, surgeons have just felt their way around the brain when trying to remove just the cancerous tissue. And when this can go wrong, it can lead to severe problems. But a scorpion toxin has somehow evolved to bind specifically to cancerous brain cells. And now Jim Olson at Seattle Children's Hospital, working with the company Blaze Bioscience, have linked the toxin to a molecule so that it glows, forming a tumour paint. Clinical trials start this year. And if you want to find out more about any of these stories, the references are all on our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/neuroscience.